This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and today we have two guests with us in studio. The first is Jessica Gregg, who is the editor of Style Magazine, and then Emily Zikouris, the director of annual giving for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. Hi, both of you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to have you both with us. I want to just go into a little bit about what's going on. We have the Baltimore Style 30 Big Bash that is about to take place on Thursday, November 7th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Horseshoe Casino right here in Baltimore. Ticket prices are $30 and it's going to be so much fun. And I want to hear all about it, Jessica. Tell me a little bit about the background of this event.
Well, Big Bash started 5 years ago to celebrate Baltimore Style's 25th anniversary. It was a big party. It still is a big party in which we come together to celebrate the magazine, to celebrate our readers, and we always have an amazing fashion show. So this year, of course, we're doing it again. It's our fifth year in a row, and it's our 30th anniversary. So we're very excited about that. The event will be held at Horseshoe Casino. So lots of great food, wonderful drinks. And we have a fashion show featuring local boutiques and local designers like Ella Pritzker, Christopher Schaefer Clothier, J.S. Edwards, Smythe Jewelers, Tuxedo House. So we have a lot of great local businesses that will be contributing beautiful fashion.
And November is the 30th anniversary issue as well. That's when you're putting out the 30th anniversary issue. So that's so exciting. For people that don't know, which you should know all about Baltimore Style. It's awesome. It's published by Mid-Atlantic Media. It's the premier lifestyle magazine of the Baltimore metro area. And Style showcases fashion, food, travel, design, local personalities, and more. It publishes 9 times a year. And we're excited for November being the 30th anniversary issue and this big bash, you know, coming about. And Style Big Bash 2019.eventbrite.com and Facebook Baltimore Styles 2019 Big Bash. So in addition to this great fashion show, you get to have great cuisine and it's a great opportunity to network, right?
That's true. A lot of people come. The crowd has grown every year. We get tons of people. It's a great date night. It's a great night out with your girlfriends. It's just fun to dress up and to be seen and to see others and to meet people. I always get story ideas. People come up to me and say, "Hey, I don't know if you know this." I can personally vouch for the networking that happens. I've gotten some great story ideas from of folks I've met there myself. And it's just a fun night. Before we get too into the holidays and the season gets busy, it's a night out for all of us.
And you guys go all out with like a red carpet and you have a photo booth and prizes.
And photos taken by David Stuck, our staff photographer, who is really an excellent photographer. And then the fashion show is at the later part of the evening, but there's fun stuff throughout the evening. There's a gift bag with all kinds of goodies, and of course, everyone will get copies of the latest issue.
That's so fun. And every year you get to choose a different charity as the sole beneficiary. And now you get to bring in Emily because this year it's the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland.
Yeah, we are ecstatic to be the sole beneficiary of the Style Big Bash this year. It's an honor and a privilege for the house, and we can't believe that they chose us, and we're so lucky.
So lucky. So the Style Big Bash is taking place at Horseshoe Casino, right? And how did you choose? I mean, have you always had it there? Is it a new location?
Yeah, it's a new location every year to keep it fresh and also to move around the community and to showcase different parts of the community. So we partner with a different venue every year. Likewise, we choose a different charity or different philanthropy every year. Ronald McDonald House obviously opened their new house this year. I was very privileged to get a tour of it earlier this year. It is a beautiful and much needed space for families. It's wonderful. I think one of the takeaways for people who haven't had the chance to visit it or aren't too familiar with it, how community focused it is, how many groups, how many people across the Baltimore area pitch in to make this house what it is. And for the families who come in, I mean, it's just so inspiring.
And I have to say, just on a personal note, you know, sometimes you hear all about charities, right? And then it takes something personal to happen for you really to understand that charity and really fully be able to see what they do, how they handle the money coming in and what they put that towards. And a longtime friend of mine, his daughter was born with a congenital heart defect. And she was in the hospital since birth for a very long time. And they told me all about how they were at the D.C. Ronald McDonald House because she was at a hospital in D.C. And just how incredible it was that when you are, and I want people to understand this about Ronald McDonald House, when you have a child that is sick and you have to be with that child, and it's not easy to always just run home, you need a place that's close by to that facility. Right. And Ronald McDonald House gives you that second home, gives you that place, that safe space that's comfortable and nice and really supportive to be able to come in and be able to be close to your child. And unless you know somebody that has a child that's sick or have experienced it, a lot of people don't really grasp the severity of the situation and how wonderful this particular charity is. Can you, you know, elaborate a little bit more on that, Emily?
Absolutely. So as you both have said, we just built a brand new house here in Baltimore City. We were located over on Lexington Street by Lexington Market. We had a 34-bedroom house over there, and we just moved over to the east side of the city. And we now have a 55-bedroom house. We have families that come to us from all over the country and all over the world who are seeking medical treatment from the Baltimore area hospitals. We partner with all of the area hospitals. So as a child comes in, sometimes they're coming in with just their mom or their whole family, their siblings. We see all different family arrangements. And some of the children are inpatient, so we just have their families with us at the house. Mm-hmm. And like you said, a lot of times these parents are spending all day in the hospital with their children, and they're just trying to come home and get a quick shower and a bite to eat. But if you don't have the Ronald McDonald House, a lot of times just getting those two things are really challenging because you need to go home and make dinner, or you're stopping and you have to buy prepared food, where when you come home, when you walk in the Ronald McDonald House doors, there's meals prepared for you by community groups all over the city. We have a group that comes in every single day to cook breakfast and to cook dinner, and we've just started a few new programs to have lunches that are ready and prepared to grab and go and take with you to the hospital, or breakfasts that are, we've just started a new program called Breakfast to Go. So wow. We have groups that come in and prepare breakfasts that are frozen, and you can grab a frozen breakfast burrito or an acai bowl out of the freezer and take it with you to the hospital. So, you know, you can sort of that in the microwave when you get there and have breakfast. And then sometimes that is what families are coming in. They're just running in, they're taking a shower, and they're hopping right back out to go back to the hospital and be with their child. We also do offer a shuttle service. So if you've ever seen our pop tab boxes, those are for soda tabs or, beer tabs to collect. And that actually pays for the majority of our shuttle fuel for throughout the year. So those are collected by all kinds of groups throughout Baltimore. Schools do challenges. Churches, hospitals, bars, all kinds of people bring us in tabs to recycle and get the money to pay for the shuttle fuel that takes those parents and those children back and forth to and from the area hospitals.
Because what people are not understanding sometimes is they think, okay, insurance covers some of the medical or maybe even all of the medical, but all of those side expenses, if you think about, you have a child in the hospital, if I had a child in the hospital, I'm not leaving a lot, you know, except to go and get that shower and to have that meal. And then I'm right back in the hospital. Think about parking expenses for that car. Think about hotel expenses. And when you have a place like the Ronald McDonald House that is going to provide meals, provide a shuttle to save you from those parking expenses, where you can take that money and put it back towards your child where it's needed, you know, and hotel, you don't have to pay for that. You go right to Ronald McDonald House. That is so incredibly needed in Baltimore City. I'm so glad that you put that there. And if you think about it, not to discount any hospital, because all of our hospitals downtown are incredible, but a lot of people do travel to come to the name Johns Hopkins Hospital. And it's important to have something for these families that are so close. So kudos Absolutely. To you guys.
Yeah. Also for our inpatient children, we have, we try to create this joyful environment and bring joy to their journeys of what they're going through.
Right.
So we have activity groups that come in every evening to do an activity with all of these kids, whether it's a bingo game or a craft or karaoke. We have all kinds of stuff that happens in the house, just to bring joy and smiles to these kids that are, you know, going through some of the most difficult challenges of their lives, and of course to their parents and their families as well.
Because sometimes that's all that they have right now. So it's great to get that. We are going to take a short break. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
When it comes to getting health insurance, figuring out where to even start can be the hardest part. So start here at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. 9 out of 10 people who enrolled through Maryland Health Connection last year got savings. Plus, rates are even lower this year. Maryland Health Connection is hosting free events across the state from November 1st through the 9th, where trained experts can answer your health plan questions. Visit MarylandHealthConnection.gov/getconnected to find an event near you.
If you have uninsured auto fines you owe to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, please listen. The Fine Fix program can help eliminate 80% of your fines. 80%. Through a partnership between the MVA and Maryland Auto, Fine Fix helps Maryland drivers get rid of their uninsured auto fines, get back in good standing, and get the insurance they need. To see if you are eligible, visit finefix.maryland.gov. The Fine Fix program ends soon, so don't wait. Visit finefix.maryland.gov.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, talking to Jessica Gregg, editor of Style Magazine, and Emily Zikoris, director of annual giving, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we were just talking about Ronald McDonald House, how it's a brand new house in Baltimore City. I want to just continue on that for a little bit longer, because it's so important for people to understand how important it is when they pull up to that McDonald's drive-thru, and I do it too. We pull up and we get that quarter pounder with cheese and French fries. We go and we pay, and there is a box right there. Tell everybody, when they put money in that box, where is it going to?
So it comes right back to our Ronald McDonald House. So any of the Baltimore area McDonald's or the Eastern Shore McDonald's, we see all of that money. So that's a huge
100% of that money.
Yes, and that's yes. a huge donation for us. And then also, all of the McDonald's are now initiating a roundup program, which is just starting. So all of the McDonald's don't even have it yet. But as you get your payment, you can choose to round up to the nearest dollar. So if your meal was, you know, $10.50, you could say, can I round up to 11? And then that 50 cents will also come to the Ronald McDonald House.
It's so important for people to start doing that roundup, Emily. It really, really is, because you'll see that your money is actually really going to something fantastic for these kids and their families that desperately, desperately need that. So you thought, you know, you would be at capacity. It takes a very short time for you to be at capacity. If you are at capacity, how does somebody get a room inside the Ronald McDonald House?
So we are at capacity. You have to get a room through a social worker. So as find your medical path in Baltimore, you have a social worker who will then submit a referral to the house. And we, you know, try to accommodate everyone we can. Our new house actually has a full floor dedicated to oncology patients. So that floor is 9 one-bedroom suites, and it has its own kitchen, its own private laundry facility, everything that a family could need to live on that floor. So that floor is something we did not have in our old house, and that floor has been full since the day, pretty much the day we opened, which is sad, but it's also a good thing that those families now have a place that they can have those children.
Yeah, the new house is double in size compared to your old house. It has 54 family guest rooms that are appointed to meet the needs of the families who stay. Now, if there is a family in need, usually how long is a wait to get in there?
That really varies. So just because it's really hard, our average length of stay right now is about 9 nights. But we have families that are with us for 1 night, and we have families that are with us for a year and a half.
Wow.
So it really varies on a day-to-day basis how long the wait list is,
right,
if there is a wait list. Because, you know, we built this new house hoping that we wouldn't have one at all. So far, we've been very good about getting pretty much everybody in that request. But we're hoping to be able to maintain that.
So we talked about putting some change in that box at the drive-thru at McDonald's, because everybody hits McDonald's at some point. Just throw some money in that box. You know, the more generous you can be, obviously, the better. Another wonderful way to support the Ronald McDonald House of Maryland is to go and buy tickets to the Baltimore Style 30 Big Bash Thursday, November 7th, 6:30 to 9, Horseshoe Casino. Ticket price $30. Half of that ticket price goes straight to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. Goes right to them to help with these families in need, which is amazing. And Jessica, let's bring you back in here.
Sure.
I always wonder, if I go to these events, what do you wear? What's the stylish thing these days to wear to one of these events?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say the style at Baltimore Style's Big Bash is as varied as the people who come, is as varied as our city. I've seen last year, I would say the sequin dress was very on point.
Wow.
I've seen the bigger skirt, the fuller skirt is kind of coming back in a cocktail dress. Leather or vegan leather, your preference, pants with a little heel and a fun top was definitely in style last year. I'm seeing it again this year. I'm wearing some sparkly pants. I will say I like to wear pants because I have to move around a lot. I'm walking around and I just like to be quick on my feet, on these occasions. Ruffles, a little ruffle is still on point. And we've also seen some faux fur and real fur. So
how about for those men that want to come to the event?
I've seen men in suits. I've seen men in just a great dress shirt and a pair of pants. You can never go wrong with a good suit, though. You don't have to wear a tux.
Got to be that sharp-dressed man, right?
Yes.
Who are some of the designers participating in the fashion show?
We have quite a great list. Speaking of men's fashion, we have Christopher Schaefer Clothier, Tuxedo House, J.S. Edwards, and we also have some designers for women, Ella Pritzker, A-Style Studio, Synchronicity. We have Gianmarco Menswear, another men's clothing provider. And then, of course, we have Smythe Jewelers. So
I know the event starts at 6:30, and you had mentioned that the fashion show usually is towards the end. What time does the fashion show kick off?
Yeah.
8 o'clock. Okay.
Yep.
8 o'clock.
We have a special VIP hour with extra tickets at 5:30.
Mm.
If folks are inclined to get there early and participate in that. But 6:30 is when the regular party starts. It's very exciting.
And you have prizes every half hour. And you have a shopping bazaar, a photo booth, red carpet. And you get to munch and mingle on cuisine from Horseshoe restaurants. I have eaten at Horseshoe restaurants, and I'm going to tell you, it's really,
great,
really good.
Right? I know.
good.
It's going to be a glitzy and fun night.
That's so fun.
Time for our 30th birthday.
So in addition to dropping that change, doing the roundup program and coming to this Baltimore Style 30 Big Bash, what are other ways, Emily, that people can get involved in helping the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland?
Well, like you said, we always need money. We are 100% locally funded. So that's definitely a big one. But then we are very reliant on our volunteer base. So like I already said, we have breakfast and dinner cooked by volunteer groups 365 days a year. So that's a huge thing, is to come in and cook a meal. We just started a few new programs, lunches to go and breakfast to go. So to come in and, you know, prepare shelf-stable lunch bags for our families to grab and go. We also have some individual volunteer opportunities. We have, you know, house warmers, someone that sits at our front desk with a staff member welcoming families to the house and speaking to them. We have people that, you know, do handiwork around the house, all kinds of different volunteer opportunities for individuals, corporations, you know, community groups, everything. That's definitely a huge part of our organization, is our volunteering.
When you say that you doubled the size compared to the last Ronald McDonald House downtown, when you double in size, you don't just double the amount of rooms that families can sleep in. Mm-hmm. What else can you offer in this new facility?
So our old facility was just very outdated and wasn't even fully handicapped accessible anymore. So this new house is fully handicapped accessible everywhere. We also have so many more community-driven spaces. So areas for, you know, moms that are going through the same thing to sit and hang out and talk to each other, or, you know, two teenagers that have never met somebody who has the same condition that they do to, you know, talk to each other. We put in a teen room for them. So it's a teen-only space where they can hang out. We also have a fitness facility, a serenity room, a full classroom for kids to get tutored who are with us for, you know, 6 weeks or longer and they want to bring a tutor in. Or it's a business center for parents who are trying to maintain a job while they're away from their job. We also have a not fully developed, but we're putting in a magic room, which is going to be, you know, a make-a-wish style room. So if we have tickets that a child really wants, they'll get a note in their mailbox that says, come to the front desk and get the magic room key. And there'll be a, you know, a real magical experience to go into this room and get a ticket or FaceTime with someone famous. Or, you know, if a kid loves macaroni and cheese, to put 500 boxes of macaroni and cheese in there. And wow, just, like I said, bring a little bit more joy to their journeys.
That's amazing. That is amazing. What a great space, you know, utilizing such a great space. And the serenity room sounds great because those moms and dads have a place to kind of go, and meditate, maybe do a little yoga.
Exactly. Sometimes we even have folks that want to come in and give, you know, moms massages, or come in and do pedicures just as a little pampering. So it's a perfect space for stuff like that. And like you said, to yoga or to practice faith if you choose to, or use it however you'd like. It's just a beautiful room with a quiet space.
And tell people where you are exactly located right now, the new house.
Sure. So we're on 1 Asquith Street is our address. We're located in between Baltimore and Fayette Street, about, you know, 3 blocks in from President Street. So we're right there in the hub of town, close to Johns Hopkins and Kennedy, closer to Johns Hopkins and Kennedy Krieger, but still centrally located to all of the area hospitals.
Wonderful. That is amazing. Yes. Emily Zacouras and Jessica Gregg, thank you so much for being with us today. Again, another wonderful way to support the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland is to buy a ticket to the Baltimore Style 30 Big Bash. It's an incredible event. You are putting money towards a wonderful, wonderful charity. And then you get to go and have a fun night out. Style Big Bash 2019.eventbrite.com. Facebook, Baltimore Styles 2019 Big Bash. Thank you, ladies, for joining us on our show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Meredith. And thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you. You can also visit www.rmhcmd.org for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Maryland. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks, Meredith.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network. Heard on radio stations across Maryland, the views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.